नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, title Talks Between Narada and King Prachinayapali, text number 34. Naikantata Pratikara, Naikantata Pratikara, कर्मणां कर्म केवलं कर्मणां कर्म केवलं द्वयामि अद्य प्रास्तम् द्वयामि अविद्य प्रास्तम् स्वप्ने स्वप्न स्वप्ने स्वप्न इवानगा नैकान्तता प्रकृकरा नैकान्तता प्रतिकरा कर्माणं कर्म केवलम् स्वप्ने स्वप्न इवानगा ना नेवर एकांतता अल्टीमेटली प्रतिकार काउंटर एक्शन कर्मण ऑफ डिफरेंट एक्टिविटीज कर्म अनदर एक्टिविटी केवल ओनली द्वयम् बोथ ही बिकॉज अविद्या ड्यू टू इग्नोरेंस उपास्त्रम accepted swapni in a dream swapna a dream iva like anaga oh you who are free from sinful activities translation by Devan Krishna Prabhupada Narada continued oh you are free from all sinful activities No one can counteract the effects of fruitive activity simply by manufacturing a different activity devoid of Krishna consciousness. All such activity is due to our ignorance. When we have a troublesome dream, we cannot relieve it with a troublesome hallucination. One can counteract a dream only by awakening. Similarly, Our material existence is due to our ignorance and illusion. Unless we awaken to Krishna consciousness, we cannot be relieved of such dreams. For the ultimate solution of all problems, we must awaken to Krishna consciousness. Okay. Because the verse is a little bit longer, so we'll move on to the purport. Please listen attentively. There are two kinds of fruitive activity. We can place the burden on the head or we can place it on the shoulder. Actually, keeping the burden in either place is the same. The transfer, however, is taking place under the name of counteraction. In this connection, Prahlada Maharaj said that fools and rascals in the material world planned so gorgeously for bodily comfort without knowing that such arrangements, even if successful, are only maya. People are working hard day and night for the illusory happiness of the body. This is not a way to achieve happiness. One has to get out of this material entanglement and return home, back to Godhead. That is the real happiness. The Vedas, therefore, enjoin, don't remain in the darkness of this material world. Go to the light of the spiritual world. To counteract the distress of the material body, one has to take on another distress condition. Both situations are only illusion. There is no gain in taking on one trouble to counteract another trouble. The conclusion is that one cannot be perpetually happy as long as one exists in this material world. The only remedy is to get out of this material world altogether and return home, back to Godhead. O Ajnana Divarangasya Jnananjana Sharataya Chakshu Militam Ena Tasman Shruti Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamani Tadatisa Tadatitam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Jiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. We'll have a quick review of this chapter so far, what's happening, so that, you know, it puts us on light to the current verse. Before we talk, we must have to understand that Narada Muni is a spiritual computer person. Do you agree with me or not? He's a computer person himself, Narada Muni, before, but he's a spiritual computer person. What he has done is, starting from chapter 25 onwards, Narada Muni has coded, he has used some codes in his programming language, which he was talking to Prachinya Bhagavan. And now he is uncoding that in this chapter. So let us see what is the coding and uncoding. So all of you have been attending Bhagavatam since, you know, the start of this chapter and also the previous chapter. So let us go through the exercise of coding and uncoding, right? I have, because from the previous chapter, we have seen what Narada Muni has coded. I'm going to tell you. You have to uncode what it is. Okay? Just a very quick exercise so that we know what, and then we will be up to those verse, and then we can continue the verse. Okay. So the chapter number 23 onwards, the story of Puranjana has been narrated by Narada Muni to Prachitnya Pada. Right? Puranjana is an allegorical story, an imaginary person, just to illustrate the current situation. So what does Puranjana represent?
Living entity.
Yes. It says, actually a conditioned soul, a living entity is a conditioned soul in the material world. A conditioned soul possessing an enjoying spirit. See, we are part of Krishna. We have been, you know, onto this topic many a times. We are tiny fragment of Krishna. And we are, because we are part of Krishna, our duty was to serve Krishna. But because we came to this material world, our enjoying propensity still continues. It's not that it's gone. But we are trying to enjoy in matter, not in spirit. So therefore, all the problems are coming. So, here in this story, Prachinya Bharat is overly attached to fruitive activities for the store of his enjoyment. He wants enjoyment in not only now, but also in the future. And therefore, that enjoying spirit is continuing. So Narada Muni is introducing the story Puranjana as a conditioned soul, like all of us, having a continuous enjoying spirit. He is also giving a remedy later on. Then, who is that unknown friend? In the next world, Puranjana becomes a woman, and then the wife, husband dies, and then this unknown friend is coming. Paramatma, correct. And then the material intelligence. Narada Muni is talking about material intelligence. Yeah? What is it referring to?
Woman.
Yeah. So why that material intelligence is referred to as woman? See, normally, generally, typically, you know, there's nothing to, you know, blame or anyone. Typically a woman is attached to her husband, family, house, children. Nothing more outside of it. So in the same way, material intelligence knows only mind and senses. That's it. See, how I can see a movie at 10 o'clock? How I can drink a coffee at 11 o'clock? How I can talk to my friends and enjoy the evening? So that is what the material intelligence knows. It doesn't know anything beyond that. And therefore it is compared to a queen. And then the queen has got 11 servants. Of that, one is a chief servant. And the chief servant refers to?
Mind.
Very good. And the queen has got actually 11 servants. Of that, one is a chief. And it's got 10 more servants, male servants. Who are they?
Senses.
The 10 senses. And the 10 senses or the 10 servants have got wives. Whom do they represent to?
Desires.
Of that particular sense, you know. The sense desire organ, basically. Sense, see. It, I think we have mentioned about it in the previous class, but still I'd like to just touch upon. We have to be clear in understanding the sense and the sense organ. Okay? The senses are stored in the mind. It's subtle, right? For example, the propensity or the ability to see is a sense. Okay? That is in the mind itself. That's why when Krishna says mind and senses, it's all there in the mind. It's a subtle element. But the sense organ is through which I can see. If I don't have eyes, I cannot see. If I don't have this right eye, I cannot see. But whatever I see, that's recorded in my mind, in my organ, the eye organ, the eyes, or the eye senses, the senses to see, the sight, the senses to see, the sense, that is, the recording is done in the senses there. But through the organ, we are able to see. So here, the 10 senses, when they talk about it, it depends, or they are talking about the senses which is attached to the mind, the subtle sense. Okay, we are not talking about organ. So 10 senses, the desires, you know, the for the sight to see, for the, you know, the sense of the sight to see, perceive, all those desires we are talking about. And then their wives. Then what about the five-hooded snake? What does it represent? The life air. What are the life air? Five? It represents five. Do you know the name of them? Prana, Apana, Upana, Vyana, Samana. Five of them, the life airs. So the senses, the life airs, intelligence is very important. See, why we say life air is, the body is a machine, Krishna explains. It acts just like a pneumatic switch. For example, my eyes is going around, okay? I want to touch that flower. The desire is produced in me. The desire is, the mind is produced. I want to touch that flower. Immediately, I am getting up, I am walking, my hand is going to touch that. This is done by an automatic switch, pneumatic switch. Because in the pharmaceutical company which I used to work before, we used to have the water in the recycling plant. You know, it's continuously producing demineralized water, you know, DM water for the plant. You know, we cannot have any ions also. You know, very pure water we call it. Now for that it has to go through a plant, a chemical plant. Now what happens is once in a month we have to recycle that. Otherwise, the resins, you know, it becomes bad and it will pollute the water. So the resins has to be discharged. And it has to be discharged in the opposite way. Not the same way the water is going. So the recycling and the discharge works on the other side, you know. And we have got a switch. All we have to do is normal recycle. So when we put on the recycle, the air, we could see the air moving. It closes this, it closes that, it closes that, and the, it purges for half an hour, all the impurities. And then when we put on the normal, it closes. Now practically seeing that through the pneumatic switch, through the air-air switch, air will lock everything. In the same way, we have got five airs, So the air will lock, the mind is producing, I want to touch that flower. Immediately, it is working, and I'm walking, I'm going, I'm touching the flower. So the mind is happy. So all we are doing is got nothing to do with the soul. The soul is just observing and is giving energy to the body. Like a battery. That's what we're doing. So, the five airs are there, and then we have also got the influence of death. What is that? Whom he is talking about? Yamaraj. He's talking about Yamaraj. And then Chandavega. Chandavega is a time. Yeah? The uncontrollable time. And then Kalakanya. Old age. It means daughter of time. And then Prajwala. The high fever we are talking about just before the death. Okay. So these are some of the coding and uncoding done by Narada Muni. See, we may think it's simple, but Narada Muni uses a very, very expert logic to tell Prachini about this, and then he's uncoding that. Okay. Now, what he has done is, Narada Muni has uncoded. But in this process, in this chapter, he's slowly uncoding. But Prachini Bhare, Parisa is unable to understand the allegorical story. So he is telling Narada Muni, he expresses inability to understand. I could not understand. And so Narada Muni is again expanding, in the form of the chapter he expanded, and again he is going to talk in a different manner. Right? After explaining all that, he is going to talk about the devastating nature of this material world. Why the material world is very, very bad? It has got a devastating effect. For example, poison. It may look nice, okay? But it's got a devastating effect. In the same way, he's going to explain what are the difficulties and burdens of this material life and why one has to go beyond that. Narada Muni explained. Now, this chapter, this verse 33 and 34 is almost identical. In one sense, explaining the point, what it is about, the burden. So we go further in discussing this point. Okay. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is talking about shifting of the burden from the head to the shoulder, and from the shoulder to this shoulder, and maybe from this shoulder onto the hip, and vice versa, whatever it may be. Now, all by doing all that, what does it mean? You are trying to reduce the misery, or you are trying to shift the burden from here, it is staying. Okay? From there, you want to shift the burden, putting it here. So all that is just for a relief, and that is temporary. Now this can also be called as a patch of work. You are not fixing up the problem, patching up. For example, those of you, Prabhu, you may not understand this, those of you from India, what happens is sometimes, due to the heavy weather, rain and all that, the roads will have holes on the roads. So the government, rather than putting the whole tar road out of tar, what they do, they fix up. They just put some tar, some stone on the pole and fix up. So the road is fixing a patch job. And what happens after some time, this portion is strong, the neighboring area will break, it will become a hole there. Then again the council people will come and put some holes, put some tar and fix it up. And the road will be laid only just before election. Till the time this will go on. This is a patch-up job, this is known as patch-up job. And to give another practical example of what patch-up job in my house is, in my house, how we have got neighboring houses. The one of the fence is almost turning to the other side. the neighbors is almost falling. Half the fence is okay. Half of the fence is, it can go any time, you know, if you just put 1 gram, it will fall. It's waiting for that 1 gram. So now I was wondering. I did not realize, you know, because normally, you know, the other side we don't go. I was wondering, oh, this is fallen, so we have to talk to the neighbor and all that, we have to share it and all that. I was thinking, one half is okay. What about this half only will fix up? But I was thinking, you know, after reading this, if I fix up this patch lock, the other portion will also fall. And then again, this guy will ask the money for the whole lot. So, this patch of even materially for a small thing, it's not going to work. How can it work in the, our life? Right? So, the only alternative for me in my house is talk to the neighbor, we will share it half and do the fence, finish it off. No patch up there. It's not going to work. Because again, it's going to fall. The whole material creation is done by that. It's done through this process of burden shifting and problem creating. So that is why Srila Prabhupada has experienced, is telling us, please, this is not the platform. Please go out. Don't try to walk on water. You can walk only on a place where it is firm. This material world is illusion, water. You cannot walk on water. No matter, you put a bridge also. But what we are saying is, Krishna, we can walk on water. Try. And when you get fed up, frustrated, turn towards me. That's what Krishna is saying. So, okay. Now, when I saw this verse, Prabhu's, about the shifting of the burden, I was reminded to the point that in India, there are coolies, you know. They take load on your head. What, the, you know their job? Their job is to take load on the head for which they are paid. When you go to the railway station. Nowadays, you know, you've got a trawler, you know, you've got a wheel. You can wheel it and go. And before, you know, you have steps and all that. You need a coolie. You need a person to live. And that person's job is to take your weight and put it on their head. But which you have to pay some money. We will bargain 100 rupees, 200 rupees. So, this is also a burden. That person is taking burden. But according to what he thinks, I will take the burden by paying more. Right? So, the material world will take more burdens, pay me more. I'm getting 100k. Okay. I can take some trouble. My boss can shout at me. Because he's paying me 100k. He will ask me, come today morning 4 o'clock, stop your Mangala Arati and come to the office. Yes, sir. In the previous Srila Prabhupada is saying like a dog, material world, right? We are like a dog basically, in one sense, you know. Because of the money that's covering the entire passion is coming. But it is a fact. In one instance, Srila Prabhupada was saying, look at this. The dogs are going with 4 legs. And you guys are also going. In America, he was saying, you're going with 4 wheels. You know? Similar to a dog. What's the difference? They're also running here and there for some piece of food, some bread or something. And we are also going. You know? No matter even if I get 100k, can I eat 20 chapatis in the lunch? But still, the greed is the desire. So that is why the mind has always got a tendency to expand. Jada Bharat, when he was explaining to King Raghuguna, he was making this point, very, very important point, you know. All the instructions are so very wonderful. He's saying the mind wants to expand its territory through the senses. Right? See, the mind, if you don't give any sense object, it is quite like a child. But the child, you give him $1, what will happen? 1 toffee. It lasts 1 more, right? 1 more. So, as long as you don't see, you don't enjoy, the mind is okay. The moment you give something, the mind wants to expand. 1 movie. Tomorrow, 2 movies. I want 3 movies. I want coffee. I want to go there. See? Now people cannot refine, people cannot restrict themselves in this environment, current situation, because they are used to going out on vacation and all that. So now when they are asked to sit in one place, they cannot do because the mind wants to expand. I want to walk, Now, even we had, as a devotees also, we had this difficulty. We had, once I was attending, I think 2011 or 12, I think Gopakundesh Prabhu also would have been there. I don't know about Manmohan Prabhu. You know how we used to have a Gurujan Prabhu's retreat?
Yeah.
One retreat was, I don't know, maybe, one retreat, very interesting. One retreat was, Gurujan Prabhu's retreats are so well planned. I really have a satisfaction of doing for 2 to 3 days. We have a very good satisfaction. We learn a lot. Very good practical approach, you know. In one of the Gurujan Prabhu's retreat, it was a Ekadeshi. So he wanted us to chant 64 rounds. And one of the criteria is in that we should split into 4 parts, you know, 16 rounds times 4. And in one of the 16 rounds, 8 rounds should be done in a place wherever you want you go, in the farm, put a circle, big circle. You should sit there and do 8 rounds. You should not move. I was struggling. I was thinking, your mind is saying, go out and come. I'm saying, no, the Gurujana Prabhu has said, no, it doesn't matter. You go out and come. The mind is not staying in that circle. Hare Krishna, I was thinking, what is time? 4 rounds. Now the round is not at all moving. Hare Krishna, we had that very good experience. Then Gurujan Prabhu asked, how do you feel and all that? Then all problems is pertaining to the mind. You know, everyone said, I want to do this. I was thinking of this. I was thinking that I was in the house imagining. One person said, you know, I was thinking I was going to Singapore and coming. Mind is going and coming, but he's standing. All because of his experience, we cannot go. This problem. So the mind wants to expand the territory to the senses. Therefore, our founder Acharya said that all the senses must be used in Krishna service so that it is blocked. We are not expanding the senses. Therefore, mind is controlled. Otherwise, mind is very difficult. If you give little bit to the mind, little bit pleasure, sense pleasure, little bit, it expands. You know, very difficult. So that is why senses used in Krishna service is very easy way to control. And also, the other problem with this shifting is that if you have one problem and you shift the other problem, it will create another problem. One is a relief in a thing, right? Another one is it creates another problem. As I said, the hole is there, you put a patch of jaw, and tomorrow near the side, some other road will crack up. It will have a hole. It will happen. This metal world. What's an example, practical example? In the previous verse, Srila Prabhupada is talking about cars and all that. Before we used to have carriage and now cars. But practically what's happening now in this era is that now it's okay. We are going to step into winter. Winter means cold. And we want warmth, you know, we want heat in our body. Therefore what we do? We need electricity. For electricity, continuous supply, there are only 3 ways. One is thermal, through the coal. Another one is hydro, through water. Now coal and water, shortage. You cannot produce 100% continuously. The only way is nuclear. Nuclear reactors. And nuclear reactors will get a continuous supply. Even Australia has got a couple of them. But the problem is to discharge the nuclear reactors waste. It's a very serious problem. Radiation. They dump into sea. All the marine life will die. They pollute. So much problem with this. You know. So we are trying to fix some problem. Okay. We have got electricity now. But how is it coming from? From the nuclear plant. And how bad do you discharge that? Again, it's causing more problems. And now, as you know, most of you have read that. Now, the nature is giving us so much, you know. It wants to take back the resources, whatever you've taken, and all the birds, you know, and all the animals are coexisting with nature. Before we don't know where they've gone, all the animals are coming, they're walking on the road, they're free and all that. So we must try to coexist with nature, with animals too. Otherwise, you know, this is a lesson we have learned. So, all the problems have been set, isn't it? In this previous verse and this verse also, problem has been set. You know, shifting the burden here, you put on the weight, it'll be very heavy, then you put it here and all that. What is the solution? Do our movement give solution or not? Solution is there. Right? Now what's the solution? Now all of you may be aware of this. 15.7. Mamaivamsa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manasa sthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. And I'm reading only the last. Anyway, I'll read the whole verse. The living entity, the material, in the conditioned world, or my eternal fragmental parts, due to the conditioned nature, they are struggling very hard with their six senses, which include the mind. Right? So, Krishna says, you are a soul, spirit soul, but you are covered by two layers of matter. The gross matter and the subtle matter. And that is the reason of your suffering. That is not the reason of your enjoyment. Krishna explains. What is that? Again the word. Prakriti sthani kashati. Prakriti. The prakriti, the material energy has given you the body. If you act according to the direction of the material world, material energy, you'll have problems. You'll have problems. So that is why the last but a few verses of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, right? That machitta sarva durgami ma prasada tarisyami agachitta tahankaram associati dinankashi. If you see, I've given you this instruction. If you act on the false ego, you will be lost. As long as you follow my instruction, you come under my divine energy. But if you follow false ego, which is given by the material energy, you will be lost. So that's the point we are understanding. So the reason for our problem is the mind and the senses, which is being constantly talked about, or the gross body and subtle body. The mind is the subtle body. The body, the gross body, is all the senses, which is the gross body. So the mind and the senses, or the subtle body and the gross body, that is the root cause of our problem. Therefore, if you see, Srila Prabhupada always says, once you got this body, you have to have sufferings. You have to eliminate this body. How do you eliminate the body? On your own? We cannot do eliminate on the body. Why? Because as long as we are in contact, see how this logic works. That is why Krishna consciousness is so beautiful. See, as long as we are in contact with the material energy, I will get a body. And if I get a body, I have to act. I cannot sit down like this with my hands and legs, with my senses and genitals. I have to act, to be pushing. All the time the mind will be saying, go, do something, pushing of the mind. The pushing of the mind can be controlled only by practicing Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, it's very difficult for other people, you know, pushing of the mind, constantly be pushing, go, do this, do this. So, the body is there. One has to act on the body. If you act on the body, if you don't know Krishna consciousness, karma. Because I want to eat. I will eat. Karma. I don't know what I will do. I do and do some nonsense. Karma. Suffering. So what happens? Because of the karma, again you get one physical, psychophysical body. Again one more birth is given. Because you are doing wrong activities. Again, pointing back to Kapila Muni, in the third canto, he is saying, the living entities are doing a chosen and wrong field of activity. You are supposed to worship Krishna because you are the spirit soul. You are supposed to worship, you are supposed to be there. But unfortunately, you picked up a wrong activity. You are supposed. And therefore, you have to undergo these problems. So, let us see what it is. So, let us explain a few things, you know, in terms of this body, so that we'll understand better. See, what is our philosophy? We understand a point, a principle, and then we try to explain in a very practical terms. Then only we'll understand. Otherwise, philosophy will be always in the mind. We will not understand. Body. When it talks about the body, how we are put, you know, we are going to act, there are, say for example, the simple thing is, there is a body, there is a boy or a son born to a millionaire and a son born to a poor person. Both are bodies only. But the enjoyment the son of a billionaire is going to get is much different to the son of a poor person. Because he has got a karma built in them. He will enjoy the best of things. But a poor person's son, he will not get the best. And that depends on three factors. What are the three factors? Chaitanya Charan Prabhu explains, very vigorously explains, is the nature, nurture, culture. What is nature? In the previous activity, for example, I have been constantly smoking, drinking alcohol. What body will I get next to? In the mode of ignorance. Next to that also, I will be born in a family where my father will be a smoker and a drunkard. So I will pick up the habit. Okay, so that's the nature. Whether you are in the mode of goodness, passion or ignorance. Next is nurture. What is nurture? Nurture is a family circumstances. I am born in a family in Tamil Nadu where I can speak Tamil. That is my nurture. Born in the family. And then third one is nature, culture. I was born in Tamil Nadu, the place where my neighbors are, you know, Tamil speaking, you know, all that. So I learned the language. That's what I know. I know, you know, what is dosa, idli. I don't know naan, parota, all this. I learned only after coming, you know. Okay. All the time, idli, dosa, that's it. And rice. Lemon rice, curd rice, and some sabjis, of course. So this is what it is. I don't know pizza. Pizza I know only after, you know, 35 years. So it is the nature, nurture and the culture. So according to one is born. So one is born with his previous activities, based on that you get the nature, and then the present, the family, you've got a father and mother like this. And then environment, which is the state or the city you are born in. So we are conditioned. I did not choose to be born in Andhra, Telangana. I don't know Telugu. I did not choose to be born in West Germany or East Germany, right? I was put into that conditioned soul. Based on my previous activity, I was put in ignorance. Maybe I was a dog or something. So I was put into ignorance. I didn't know. And slowly, understanding spiritual science through the association of devotees, taking an initiation from a bona fide spiritual master, slowly changing my life. Not yet. Very slow process. Come in association with devotees. Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, took an initiation from a bona fide spiritual master, and anatha nivritti is going on till another few more lives. Till it is not over. So it's a very long process, but interesting process. This is what is going on. Now, again, to illustrate this point, there is a good story which Srila Prabhupada used to mention. Prabhu might know that. Now there was a yogi. You know, the yogi always gives. So in between you should have a class. Then only, you know, people can listen and they'll appreciate. Otherwise, if too much philosophy means that you'll go dry. Okay? Now there was a yogi. This yogi normally gives blessings to the people. He came across four types of people, four different environments. First, he goes to a king. A king gives a good reception, he gives him nice prasadam and all that. Then he sees a king's son, prince. He looks at the prince and he wants to give a blessing. He said, may you live long. We'll come back to what's the reason, okay? Because he's a yogi. May you live long, long life. And he went away. Then he went to a Muniputra, a sage, you know, a sage son. There when he went, he was very happy with the thing and he said, you may wish to die whenever you want. Okay? Or earlier, you may wish to die early, he said. You may wish to die early. If you want to, you may wish to die early. Then, third, he went to a devotee's house. A Krishna conscious devotee. Where a devotee was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama. He went there. Then he blessed him. You may live or you may die. It's up to you. You may live or die. And the fourth, he went to a place where we could see butcher cutting animals, like Wuhan, live, the wet market, live cutting. Then looked at the thing, he said, don't live, don't die. Wuhan, don't live, don't die. That's what he said. Then, later on, Srila Prabhupada explains, as an Acharya, he gives the meaning of that. Now, why did he say to the prince, long live, you live longer? What's the reason? The prince has been enjoying. In the material world, there is always enjoyment and distress. If you enjoy your quota, next you'll be distressed. Then you suffer. Then your quota of enjoyment will come. Then distress. Bhoga, tyaga. That is what material life. So he said, you're enjoying now. Next birth, you'll be born in a poor family. So you have to suffer. So enjoy as much as you can. Next birth is gone case for you. Because you have too much enjoyment. Then he went to the Muniputra. He said, now you are doing a lot of austerities. You are getting up morning, no water, cold water bath. Huh? So everything you are doing, a lot of austerity. So next birth you will enjoy. So you may die quicker if you wish to. Then with the devotee, he said, doesn't matter. Hare Krishna devotees, whether they are alive or they are dead, they are always in the service of Krishna. And therefore does not matter to them. Why will a devotee matter? Because when you are alive, you are worshipping Radha and Vallabha. When you are dead also, you will worship Radha and Vallabha. So where is the question of problems? And then with the butcher, Wuhan butcher, what happens? You die, there is a lot of punishment. Even Narada Muni is explaining initially to Kachiniya Bharat, you are killing so much animal, look at that. With the vision, he said, all the animals are waiting to kill him. Prachinaya Bharat, he got scared. So in the same way, all the animals are waiting to kill the butcher. So if you die, problem. If you live, also problem, because you are used to eating animals. And therefore, one has to suffer. So this is a story, because as long as you got a body, we have to act. And if you go to a wrong place, so let us see how fortunate we are. Isn't it, Prabhu? How fortunate we are to come into contact with Srila Prabhupada's movement. Whatever, we have done a lot of Sukriti, pious, some contact. See, we may not be perfect, you know. But we know, isn't it, that we are spirit soul. The way Srila Prabhupada explains, everyone in all the other religious sectors, they say, you are a soul, you are a soul. But Srila Prabhupada said, you are not the body. What a difference it creates. It's difficult to understand something which you are not, but it's difficult to negate something which you have got, isn't it? You said you are not the body, rather than saying you are a soul. So when you are not the body, you think, why am I not the body? Oh, that means I should not behave as a body. Oh, because I am a soul. Oh, therefore I should not enjoy this. I said, okay. So this is how Srila Prabhupada's method of teaching is very appropriate for this Kali Yuga citizens. So easy to observe, and therefore we may not be very pure, you know, but still we have got this matchless gift of Srila Prabhupada, and therefore we can go. And also from the Krishna's point of view, this is from the Acharya's point of view, again from the Krishna's point of view, see, we need not have to be perfect. Don't think that, you know, we should be like a spirit soul. This is matter, I will not touch. This is matter. I am only spirit soul, Krishna. It's not possible. Krishna wants us to depend on Him. Therefore, we need not have to be perfect. Doesn't matter. Always depend on Him, Krishna says. So we need not have to be a perfect soul, you know. The soul completely like a lotus, Krishna explains, you know, like a water on the lotus, untouchable. We cannot be, we need not have to act. As long as we are in association of devotees, follow your, you know, sadhana, and we need not have to become perfect also. Even if you are imperfect, also Krishna takes it, because it's up to Him. We need not have to prove our purity to others. It's up to Him. So as long as we follow, is He following the proper chanting? Is He following the principles, regulative principles? Is He faithful to His Guru? Is He doing my service? Then I want Him back. We do not have to make a show of this, right? I am the best, purest person. You know, I am like a lotus on the water. We do not have to do that. All the time, if you are depending on Radha Vallabha, that is what he wants. Okay. Now, another aspect. This is very, very important aspect. So, okay, so we discussed about it. So the material problem continues as long as we don't find a solution. That's the point he's saying. Narada Muni is saying. From here you're shifting it here you're shifting it here, shifting it here. What you have to do? You have to take the burden and throw it out. So as long as you don't fix the problem will continue. So here Narada Muni is adopting and telling that you should fix the problem. And the problem, as we know, any material problem, there is no material solution. We cannot say, I'm going to treat the material problem through American method, through Australian method, through Indian method, Russian method. There's no Russian method will work. Nothing will work. The only method is Bhakti method, which is beyond the three modes. Anything with the three modes will not work. One has to go beyond the three modes. Traigunya Vishayaveta Nishtraiguna Bhavarjuna. Okay. Now, how do you know this? Initially, how do you know? In Bhagavad Gita 2.5. What does it say, Prabhu? 2.5? Anyone remember? It says, a person engaged in devotional service to Krishna rids himself of both good and bad karma even in this life. In the earlier chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is claiming that if you do devotional service, you're good. 2.5. Is it?
No.
Oh, I got it. Which one? It says a person in the devotion so get rid of the good as well as the bad karma.
Yeah, that's
the second chapter. So it is around that initial chapters, 2 or 3.
It's in the second chapter.
Okay. Maybe it is 2.15, maybe?
No, I don't know.
Either late 30s or 40. Yeah, I thought I've written it as 2.5. Okay. So anyway, the verse, you know, it goes like this. A person engaged in devotional service rids himself of both good and bad karma, even in his life. So if you do devotional service, good and bad is eliminated. Only the spiritual devotional service will be there. So Krishna is giving a promise. Okay. Now, how do we illustrate all these points we have discussed so far?
It's 250. It's 250. Mm-hmm.
2.50, no? I was thinking, what? Did I make a wrong reference? Okay. Now, we have explained all these points, you know. What are the points we explained? Because something is there, Srila Prabhupada's illustrations. I wanted to tell this before we wind up. So far we discussed that material miseries has got issues in the sense that you can only relieve it for a short time, which is temporary. You cannot take it permanently. One. Two, the material problem will add on to another misery. One problem will lead to another problem. All this, okay? Now, I picked up only a clippings, very important clips, 3 clippings of Srila Prabhupada only. I'm not telling the whole, it's just one sentence. Please listen to that. One sentence only. Just to prove that all the points we have talked so far, how Srila Prabhupada is illustrating this point. Okay. One, in the lecture in Tokyo, in April 1972, Srila Prabhupada says this word. As soon as the heart is clean, all material problems are solved. In that instance, Srila Prabhupada is talking about Cheto Darpana Marjana. So he used that material. All the material problems are gone because the problem is with the mind, not with the soul. So the mind has got a lot of problems. So once you clear the mind, there is no problem. Because everything is lodged in the mind. Isn't it? If the mind is clear, no problem. It will reflect the soul. Because the mind is contaminated, it doesn't identify with the soul. So he talks of. Then there is a lecture in Bombay, Mumbai. In March 1974, Srila Prabhupada says this, try to follow the principles of Bhagavad Gita. It's a solution to all material problems. principles of Bhagavad Gita. It's a solution. So we are following that. So slowly we'll get rid of material problems. And third, room conversation at Geneva, June 1974. The Srila Prabhupada says, what is material life? Material life means anxiety. He doesn't stop with that. This, I like it very much. He said, you have got this body, but you do not wish to die. How appropriate, right? It is true, isn't it? See, I may say that, you know, I'm a big devotee talking and all that. But if you say, die this moment, next moment, I'm a little bit reluctant, isn't it? Frantically, taking on a face value. Right? If you take, die to next moment, you will think, die, we will die, but, you know, give us some time for that. So, what is anxiety? We have got a body, which we are, the mind is pushing toward, but we don't wish to die. That is why it is said that in this coronavirus, the fear is more than the death. Yesterday I was reading an article, and they said that some of this elderly person who has already got heart problems, and you know, they don't want to go to the hospital because they think that we don't want to die after corona. We will die with a heart attack, that's better. I don't know why they came out with that thought. But it is said that, you know, some of the people are straight away dying because they don't want to go to the hospital. Because if you go to the hospital, you get in contact with the virus. You're infected. And then you're infecting a family member, something like that. So they think better we die. So this is the worst thing, isn't it? We have given a body, but we have to die. We know that we'll die, but we don't wish to die. Right? Okay. So that is why, if you see, finally, Srila Prabhupada in this purport, right, is talking this. What is that? He says this, Vedas enjoin, don't remain in darkness. So when I used to be young, no? We used to read this. The Gopa Prabhu also knows it. Asatoma sadgamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya, mrityoma amardangamaya. From asat, go to sat. And then from darkness, tamas to darkness to light. And then from immortality to mortality. See, you know that, you know, because Vedic science in India, basically at that time, it teaches only about immortality. How you should stop your death. How you should stop from rebirth. It is in your hands. You can do that. So immortality to mortality to immortality. It is in your hands, you can do that. You can choose that path. So that path, you know, always has been telling you, the Vedic science. So Vedic literature means moving from body to soul. Material science means moving from soul to body. Material science. So Vedic science means moving from body to soul. Okay. So Narada Muni is preaching to Vachaniya Parat because he is overly attached to all these fruitive activities. He is saying this point that bhakti is easy, bhakti is independent, bhakti is quicker, and bhakti is satisfying. 4 points he said. Finally, one more small story before we wind up. This is again from Srila Prabhupada. Very interesting, but very short story. Srila Prabhupada in his room conversation at Ohio, US, in May 1969, Prabhupada said this story, which was written in Burjana Prabhu's Unveiling the Lotus Feet. Just going through that. That's a story. In India, Prabhupada was saying this. There used to be a person known as C.R. Das. You know the two? Chittaranjan Das. Prabhupada had that expense. He knows the whole story. Now, this person was in Bengal. That's what Srila Prabhupada knew. This person is a lawyer, barrister. He was getting 50,000 rupees per month. Just imagine. In 1987, when I finished my master's in chemistry, and when I got into a Smith Kline Beecham company, pharmaceutical, my salary was close to 4,500 rupees. 1987. But Srila Prabhupada is talking well before 1969. This, I'm just trying to say how much money he was getting. He was a barrister, topmost barrister. He was getting 50,000 rupees per month. Just imagine. And Srila Prabhupada is making a comment. Do you know that? He does. He is very, very clear in the comment. He doesn't concord. 50,000 rupees, he said. Now, this person was in the Gandhi's movement, freedom fighter. So he was helping Gandhi and all that. And, you know, he's a top notch, you know. He's a lawyer, means those times are very respected. Lawyer, doctors, engineers. Engineers, not much. Doctor and lawyer, respected India fully, those times. Now, a lawyer has become a liar. That's a different case. Before, lawyer used to be very truthful, the mode of goodness. Very truthful. But this guy, this person, Srila Prabhupada, he was observing him. He was in the Gandhi's movement and all that. And he was a good talker. He had written books and all that. Now this person, Srila Prabhupada says that he was getting 50,000 rupees and he was not following Krishna consciousness, right? He knows little bit because he was an acquaintance with Srila Prabhupada. But he has developed all, according to material habits, good habits. According to the material world, good habits he developed. What are the good habits of material world?
Drinking.
If you go to a firm, okay, suppose I got a job. End of this Friday, you know, they'll be having a beer party. If you don't drink, you are not educated. Okay? That's material. So, this person, he had all the good material qualities. That is drinking. He's a womanizer. He's got a lot of money. You know? And things like that. Now, his wife also knows about it. But it's Srila Prabhupada worship. That's why we are going to tell this. So, humanizing all this. His family, you know, because money, you know, those days, you know, when the husband gets a lot of money, what will the wife say? Okay, do whatever you want as long as the family is good. You're taking care of my family, you're taking care of my children, you do whatever nonsense you want. Okay? One day, when that person was so much frustrated because continuously he was drinking, lot of money, and going with the ladies and whatever, all the other things, he was frustrated in life. Prabhupada is proving this point, that too much material energy, too much the activities will lead to frustration. One day, he was talking to his wife, the C.R. Das. You can go Google that also, Chitra Ranjan Das. He's a national leader. He was talking to his wife, and he was expressing his frustration to his wife. He said, I'm really frustrated. Then the wife was saying, why? You've got a big job. Everyone is respecting you. You're a national leader. And you're doing whatever you want. He said, I'm frustrated. At that time, there was a beggar coming. Immediately, Chittaranjan Das, he said, I want to become like that beggar. Because he's frustrated, he's got money, he's enjoyed. But I don't want, because this person is free. Look at the happiness in his face. He's collecting, he's eating, his job is over. In my case, I am struggling. So, what is the conclusion? We think that, you know, at that time when I was working in the company, when I was getting 4,000 rupees, I was thinking, if I get 50,000 rupees, you know, all this. But the man who was getting 50,000 rupees, which is almost equivalent to maybe $50,000, something like that. He was frustrated. He was saying, I want to become a beggar because I'm frustrated with this material energy. Why is he saying that? Because the mind gets attached, does not leave the bad habits. See, even if he wants to leave the drinking habit, he cannot leave. He must do for the satisfaction of the mind. It becomes a habit. So initially when they drink, you know, they may get some whatever they call, you know, some little bit of happiness and all that. Then over a time, every day evening, they must drink. 7 o'clock, they must take a sip. They must drink 20 ml of alcohol. If they don't drink, they will kill someone. They will feel like, you know, banging. It's a frustration. Habit. How this is formed? Again, it's explained. First is vritti. Thought will come. Then it turns into samskara, impression. Then it comes into Vasana, tendency, habit. A thought will come. You should not act on it. If you act on it, impression. And if you again act on it, vasana, tendency, and practice will come. So this guy, because we're drinking, the mind keeps on making impression, tendency, habit. It becomes a permanent habit, addiction, that is known as addiction. So he cannot stop that. When he sees a woman or something, he wants to, you know, go with them, and the drinking he cannot do. So he's frustrated. At one point the mind will not leave. Even if that guy thinks, I want to leave the habit, the mind will not leave. He has to kill his body. Next birth only chances. This birth, one cannot leave the habit. I can give you practically my example. Because in South India, I'm very much attached to coffee. You know coffee? Coffee smell. I'll do anything for you. When someone gives me a cup of coffee, I'll do anything for you. This is my weakness. And I will try everything. Narasu's coffee, Jem's coffee, all coffee, filter coffee I want, taste. Morning, I wake up with the impression that I'm going to be happy because I'm going to get my coffee. This is what I used to get up. I'm telling you. It took 6 years for me to leave coffee. 1993, 1999. 6 years, can you believe? Now, I don't want coffee. 6 years of struggling. At the last day, I remember 1999 also. 99, when I was leaving coffee, I was getting headache. Then I was vomiting also. So much you can see, attached. I can tell this because I am a victim to that. Coffee means something. Can you give me coffee? I will, without shy, I will ask them. See, when you go to a house, no, they'll be making coffee. Without shy, I will say, you're making coffee. What coffee is that? Nurse's coffee. Well, now, can you give me a little bit? See, I won't have shyness to ask them. This is my addiction. So, we can talk about that. This is how it is. And with this moment, you know, one can be free from addiction, but we should be addicted to Krishna. Okay? Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Is anyone has got a quick comments or questions? If you're gone. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah. Yeah.